Chaz and AJ News.
If football did this more often, I think more people would watch. We have audio coming up on Monday Night Football from last night. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. First, why are parents in East Haven so mad?
Why are they so mad? No rehearsal, thank you.
Shirley, an East Haven parent's on the phone. She belongs to the East Haven Parent Group. What's up, Shirley?
Well, good morning, guys.
Hey, Woody. What's going on?
Old manhole?
Well, there you are. Okay. Well, we're just a little upset and mad because, you know, the Board of Ed and the superintendents aren't basically playing fair. You know, they're
Can you talk into the mouthpiece, please? Because what you're saying is important.
I'm talking. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Okay. Not a problem. You know, the Board of Ed and the superintendents basically aren't playing fair. You know, they're now trying to shut out the parents' voices of our concerns of what's going on in the district with the learning.
So let's list your concerns. What are the top three?
The remote learning for the children. They're not getting the fair education that the children would be getting in school. They're not basically advising what they would do in the event of a COVID case in the school. So how they would handle the situation. They keep referring us to the health district, but the health district keeps saying that it's up to the discretion of the school system. And basically just transparency. Everything is always a lie. Every time you turn around and you ask someone a question, it's a totally different answer.
Do you think they're purposely lying or they don't know what's happening?
We really don't know. And that's the thing is we truly, honestly don't know. It's you ask one Board of Ed member, specifically Michelle Salivo, she posts certain things and they're deleted. So
we got an email from her recently, right? Just now?
She messaged me on Facebook. She's going to call us.
Okay. So wait, your top three. So Shirley is an East Haven parent. They're upset with how this whole school deal is going. So your top three, remote learning, COVID notification, and transparency. So what is it that the East Haven parent group would want? Would you want just remote learning or do you want in-school learning?
Well, initially, what we initially wanted was just a safe opening. You know what I mean? So if they had done hybrid, where the kids aren't all around each other, would have been great so that they would get equal education. As far as remote learning, if they chose to do remote learning, they should have done it the right way. Right now, they're using a program called Ingenuity, which basically leaves the child to fend for themselves. I had my children on it, on the remote learning program, and I actually had to send mine back to school. Because it was so difficult, and they want the children to go on after hours.
Let me ask you this, because this is all complicated for everyone.
Oh, absolutely. It definitely is.
Is there...
But we're a small town. You know, it's not like we're New Haven. We should be able to get this together in 6 months, and we didn't. We failed our children.
If you were to pick a school district to copy, which one... do you think has it right?
It's hard to say which school district has it right because I think everyone is up in the air. But I would probably, honestly, I would go New Haven, and New Haven's a lot larger than us.
Okay.
All right. Do you think that they would have more resources than East Haven, or what do you think the argument would be for that?
Well, as far as the resources go, we were actually given several grants, somewhere in the around $3 million. According to
You're losing me now with the math. But
I wasn't good at math.
Act like I wasn't in math class ever.
Do it in fingers and toes. I can't think of it.
Yeah. All right. So Shirley's on. She's an East Haven parent. There's a whole East Haven parent group. They're not happy with how the school year is getting back in East Haven. And how many parents are in this group?
There's about 50, if not more.
And then how many parents would you say, how many kids, like I'm trying to get a, what percentage of that is... is it for the entire group? How many parents are there, do you think, in East Haven for the kids? Well-asked question, I know.
Yeah, there's as far as I understand, there's approximately 2,500, 2,700 kids in East Haven.
2,700.
That's a lot of birthdays and cake.
So let's say
we're being told that, you know, 25% is remote learning, and that's what we've been told. We can't get a definitive answer on that either.
And you're
but
saying
there seems to be a lot.
You're saying they're trying to block you out and not communicate with you?
Oh, today there's a Board of Ed meeting, and they literally shut us out.
All right, Shirley, hold on one second, all right? We're going to talk to Michelle. Michelle, you're with the Board of Ed?
Yes, I am.
Have you heard anything that Shirley was saying?
Yes, I did. We did decide to have only board members and invited staff at the meeting, and that was just due to the number of people that showed up at our last meeting. I actually spent the weekend reaching out to local chairs throughout the state, and we're going to do exactly what they're all doing. Even though the meeting is just going to have board and staff, we're going to be live streaming, and all parents will be able to participate via Zoom. So they will still be participating. It's just
the nice thing about that is you can mute them all.
No, we wouldn't do that. I mean, we have a lot of staff coming tonight, so that was one of the issues. I was going to have the parents come after at the end of the meeting, so then to dismiss the staff, but it was thought that that would be too late in the evening. So I reached out, like I said, across the state, and I heard from Brookfield, Torrington, Brantford, Andover, Darien, Milford. Every district that's meeting in person is doing it exactly like this.
I gotcha. All right, Michelle, you mind me conferencing you in with Shirley, and maybe you guys could work out your differences here?
I have no problem.
All right, Shirley, you're on with Michelle.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning, Shirley.
Let me ask you this, though. Why is the Board of Ed and everyone limiting the amount of parents that can come in? You know, we're hearing that it's because you guys were fined by either the governor's office or the health district. But what's really frustrating to us parents, but that's what was posted.
That's not true. No.
That's what was posted.
I can tell you right now, never said. It was a concern due to the guidelines and the reinforcement from the governor. However, we were really just following the guidelines of East Shore Health, and this is what every district that's meeting live is doing throughout the state.
Okay,
it's
so
the exact same thing.
But that's other districts. What's baffling to us is we can load 31 kids in a classroom, but we can't put 25 people in an auditorium that holds over 400 for our voices to be heard. We all deserve our children to get this education.
I had figured this would be convenient for parents and it would be safe for everyone. This way we don't. We have the no visitor policy in the building.
But we're sending our children to school. How is it safe?
We have the no visitor policy in the buildings. So to have adults walking through the buildings at night, and then for us, the students use the auditorium in the morning. We're not even going to be meeting in there any longer. So the staff has time to clean and disinfect. We have to put the students first, Shirley.
It's understandable that you have to put the students first.
I'm sorry that they're alive in the audience, but you could participate fully via Zoom without even leaving your home.
Right, but what's happening is when we go on the Zooms, you guys do not answer our questions at all.
Is that true, Michelle?
We can't answer in public comment. You know that. That's policy.
No, but anytime that we put our questions out there, our questions are not answered either later on down the road or anything. There's no transparency in our district at all. And just like what's going on here, it's consistently lies after lies after lies after lies.
I have answered every question via email. We cannot take questions live during a board meeting. That's not how it works. We're there to follow the agenda. We've never answered questions in a board meeting ever since I've been on the board in 7 years.
I understand that, but we don't get any answers. This is 6 months into it, and we still don't know what's going to happen if there's a COVID case that arises in East Haven.
You know what we used to do?
We do know. No, you haven't.
We just posted the policy exactly how it's going to be done.
And where's that policy? Because a lot of then how come the parents don't know? If it's posted, where is it?
I have no. I think it's actually on the board to be approved tonight. We talked about it at the last meeting. Everyone that was there had to hear us that we were going to put it in writing, so it made the parents feel better. It's just that it might not be exact for every case.
It's not going to be exact for every case, and that's understandable in the pandemic.
If you see in the news,
they're handling every case differently depending on who that individual was in contact with. And that will determine whether the school closes, the class closes. However, the child is immediately isolated and taken from school.
We used to, we would have, if we had a problem with a kid, right? Like, let's just say I was, you know, having a problem with a kid. At the Boys Club, they would put us in a room together and let us fight it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like Fight Club or?
It was kind of like Fight Club.
Really?
You can't talk about it, though.
Different time.
Did teachers bet on it or what?
No. Maybe you two, Michelle and Shirley, should just get in a room and wrestle.
Let's do it, Michelle.
Shirley.
I mean, honestly, I'm a parent, too. I have three children. My children attend these schools as well. I had to send mine back. One of the reasons I got involved. I'm not trying to keep anything from the parents. I have answered every question asked of me. If anyone, go ahead, you guys all want to FOI the emails, feel free. I've answered everything to the best of my knowledge. I don't know what else I could do.
Wrestling.
We need to have fair education for these children. You know, with the remote learning that you guys are implementing for K through 5. Now, what about the kids 6 through 12?
Everything is going live this week. Everything is going. You all got the message on Friday. Every class is going to be live streamed. I don't understand.
The message that we received is K through 5. No one ever put anything out there about 6 through 12.
It should be. It should be,
but it's not B.
Or 25-64.
Classic beef man answer.
Yes.
Maybe they're, you know, making that a priority, the K through 5.
But see, this is the thing, is this is what you're saying on the ear. This is not what we're getting as parents. Do you see where our frustration level is? Do you see it now?
Listen, I'm not happy with the way that it was done either. I never agreed with it. I said it from the beginning. It needed to be live. I don't know why it was done this way. We were not consulted. All I could do is try to do what I can now. I could only move forward, not back. I'm not going to spend my time being frustrated looking at what we could have, should have. I'm going to move forward.
But then do we need to look at another superintendent? If she's going to be making these decisions for our district, you're the board. Don't be our puppets. Stand up for our children. Stand up for this community. Do what's right.
Get up. Stand up. Stand up for your parents.
I feel like this has been productive.
You guys are hysterical.
Shirley, Michelle, have you felt like this was productive or no?
I'm glad that I and her actually got a chance to speak, but I just want her, as our chair, that we voted in.
Shirley, let me ask you something. Is there any scenario that you'd be happy?
I'm sorry?
Is there any scenario you'd be happy?
Just a fair education for these children.
Yes or no?
Be honest, Shirley. Say no.
Yes, I'm being honest.
They're blocking. They're blocking. It's like therapy.
It was fair education.
This is out of park
liver. So if we're going to do live streaming and we're going to make that available to the remote learners, absolutely, 110%. The parents that want to send their children back to school, go for it. I understand. I'm a working mother.
So you're just saying it should be by choice.
It should be
by choice, and not for nothing. That would organically help us reduce class size without having the hybrid.
Absolutely.
So I've been behind that 100%, and that's what I'm hoping for.
Now we're getting somewhere.
And that's what I've been trying to. That is what I've been trying to do. But I am one person on the board, one person, and I'm
you
the
have
only one that's
behind
going
you,
after
sweetheart.
The superintendent. Yes, but right, I need another board member too.
Exactly. Get your board members on board. You need to stop being the Democratic and the Republican. Come together. You guys need to
First of all, I don't believe in that. Politics don't belong
that way. It seems that way, honestly, sweetheart. Just from us on the outside, look it in.
Over me.
And the kids are over here like, Mommy, what's for lunch?
Right.
Yeah.
The dog's tripping the carpet again.
Hey, this is...
I can only tell you that I'm trying to put the kids first. I am worried about the education. I was very upset when I was told the children that were remote weren't going to be able to take the same classes because that is unbelievable to hear that we would try to hinder academic opportunity for anyone when we should be trying to promote it the best that we could. And I tried to take care of that right away with the honors classes and the languages and the AP courses. That was done within the first week as soon as I found that out. Now I took a little time to work towards everything out. They have to get every teacher to switch over.
You're
okay, and
to.
teachers across the country are resigning that are having to go remote.
No.
You all think it's because they have to go in person.
My daughter's school doesn't have fifth grade teachers. Right, my daughter's school, Tuttle School, doesn't have fifth grade teachers. Two fifth grade teachers. My daughter's being taught by Paris, I think it is, right now. So I understand that.
I'll sign up.
You know, we need a dance-off.
You need any help?
We need a dance-off. Cool.
Michelle, Shirley, we have to go, but we appreciate you both coming on and representing your prospective side, parents, Board of Ed, for East Haven. It's going to be an interesting meeting tonight. All the parents are invited to join the Zoom thing. And when you turn the parents on, you're just going to hear...
Singing.
So good luck.
Right.
Michelle's very interesting.
Well, there are guidelines. I want to say there are guidelines for the parents to follow that are in our board policy
Good luck.
On the agenda just for reminders.
Yep. Guidelines. Read the guidelines.
Oh, I hate reading.
Michelle, thanks for coming on and doing that. Not everyone would. Shirley, thanks for, being a parent.
Being
who
the voice.
Cares about what's happening.
Yes.
Right.
And I hope they open the meeting tonight. I really do. But
Michelle, not going to happen, right?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be asleep.
All right, Michelle. I love you two on the air together, by the way.
Yeah, you're great.
I want you to do a morning show.
Yeah, please.
You know.
Just not here.
Yeah. Somewhere else where we can.
I'll come. Right. I'll sit down with you.
I'll just add that to one of my other jobs.
All right. All right, Michelle. Thank you. Shirley, thank you both.
Have a good day. Okay.
Have
you
a
too,
good
thank
day.
You. You too. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hottest carpool ever.
Boom.
Boom. This is the time. If I'm in education right now, I'm like, yeah, I'm getting in my car and leaving.
Right. That's content to retire.
So, there's got to be something else I could do.
That surfboard shop at the beach.
I think would be easier right now.
Yep.
Everybody, every district's dealing with something like that.
I'm thinking
everybody.
Tiki bar.
Oh, it's very interesting being a fly on the wall for that conversation. And you could hear the frustration from parents and educators.
A lot of frustration.
And I always say this to teachers, and I mean no disrespect to the parents groups, but it's usually the parents that are the biggest pain in the asses. And now, not this group.
No,
this group. You know what group I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The ones that never read the emails, but then call and complain, and then you have to say to them, well, if you read the email...
It's right there in the email, you idiot!
Everything's right there.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.